Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this excerpt, Louis Severson tells his son Greg about his early career in recycling and adventures up Lumber Street.
So, Dad, tell us about your early business adventures, your recycling career when you were 12 years old.
Yeah, I had a very good occupation. At the whorehouses, I collected empty beer bottles by the case. I sold them to Bert Cornelius for nickel a case, and we packed them by hand to where we lived close by. I knew every lady at the whorehouse. They called me by my first name. Oh, hi, Louis. Good to see you. Have some more empty beer bottles.
Where were these houses?
Up the foot of Lumber, way up Lumber Street, and down by the river.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one was right across from your folks' house, right across the creek.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, you could
just
see
about,
it.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't see the actual houses, but we knew that they were there. There was two houses there, and I collected empty beer bottles from all from both of them. I did real big. Nickel a case. That was big money those years.
Yeah.
You could go to the movie for a nickel, right?
No, 10 cents.
10 cents, okay.
One of my episodes years ago, I had a Model A Ford, and one of my classmates, Noah, she was an older lady, a year older than I was. She wanted me to drive her to the whorehouse to see what it looks like up there. And I refused. She finally talked me into it. So I drove down there to the bottom, turned around, come back up again. I went through a plank. There I was, stuck up the whorehouse with this Miss Pure gal, really nice gal. I told her, take off, go through the woods, disappear. She didn't leave me. So I told her how to work the car, the clutches and the brake, and I went back and pushed. By golly, we got out of there. What a relief. If I was caught up there, well, her brothers, they'd have shot me.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.